Project Echo. Your experience of this story may be inhibited by your linear perspective on time. We apologize for the inconvenience. Episode
27th. So, I meant to go forward in time, but I guess because the Fool's Day was going backwards, that it sent me back. Okay, I'm pretty sure time is back to normal here. Or at least you know what I mean, of like, it's going forward. So, next time I should be okay, but, you know, it's... Man, that guy. It's just a lot of... Whoa. Oh, what is that?
Wow.
But there was really strong time energy coming from it, and I'm inside now, and I don't even know what I'm looking at. Maybe it goes on forever. There's a podium, and it has this bell, a little handbell. That's the energy. It's gorgeous. The handle, it's so elegant. Curved and stunning, long. The top of it has a skull. No creature I know, there's something violent about it, but in a beautiful way. It's the bell itself. It's silver. It glows almost. It's hard to look almost directly at it. Every time I look, it twinkles in some. But there are runes also around it. I don't recognize them. I don't know what they could be. The agency definitely never showed me anything like that. It's almost glowing. Almost like it's floating too. I wonder what it would sound like. I want to know what it would sound like. I want it. I need it.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Ah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you.
Yeah, it is.
Welcome, 007. We've been expecting you.
How do you know my name?
Our leader told us of your arrival. Anywho, it seems you want our bell.
I think I do. The energy from it.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, you can only take it if you offer something to it of equal or greater value.
I'm so sorry. Are you from the agency?
Oh, no. No, no. Not I. No. We are admirers of our leader.
Of the leader.
You call it the entity?
Sorry, your leader is the entity?
Yes, we quite admire what it's doing with time and its desire to change it.
Okay.
And you play such a big role in that. And we're excited to see what else you create with him.
Yes. So I've been told.
Don't worry. I'm not here to hurt you. That's not my place.
Okay.
But I can offer you the bell in trade for something you may have.
Sacrifice.
Yes.
And the bell is connected to the to your leader?
You're asking very good questions. This bell isn't just a little time tool like you have at the agency. This bell will give you a fraction of the power of our leader. And while it might be a fraction, you do not quite comprehend their power, their abilities. And you can hold that in the palm of your hand. So if you want it.
I mean, I've seen what the entity can do. I think I have a pretty good idea of the power.
Yeah. You saw it do the draining thing, right?
It did. It,
terrifying.
Yeah.
And beautiful. That's how I want to go one day.
Right. I respect your leader and what you are asking for.
You do not have to lie to me. I know you want to destroy him. I know you despise their existence and your goal is to end it. But trust me, once you're done, you'll be right on our side. For you and our leader are destined to do incredible things. And you need this bell to do it. So please, give it your sacrifice.
What if I gave you my coin?
What?
My coin.
Wait, your coin?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. Wait, that's not what the leader said you were. Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
You could. Yeah, okay. Please, quickly.
It's yours?
Try now. This was a true joy. Thank you.
Ooh. Okay. See what we can do.
The preceding audio recordings were recovered, assembled, and edited for your enjoyment by Many Sided Media. To support these efforts, head to patreon.com/manysidedmedia.
GameFound is inviting you to participate in their second RPG party, a curated event designed to help indie TTRPG creators bring their projects to life through crowdfunding. Whether you're working on a zine, a 600-page collection of tomes, or something more esoteric, this is a unique opportunity to move forward with real support, visibility, and expert feedback. Applications will be reviewed by a panel of judges from GameFound and industry partners like Darrington Press, Modiphius Entertainment, Free League Publishing, and Magpie Games. 15 to 25 projects will be selected to receive workshops with industry experts, marketing support, one-on-one mentorship, and a community of fellow designers to grow together. Open call for submissions lasts from May 5th to 26th, and crowdfunding goes live this fall. Let this be the push you need to manifest your game in the physical realm. It's going to be challenging, there's going to be stress, and if you're able to put in the work, it's going to be so incredibly rewarding. Go to gamefound.com/blog for more information and to submit your project today.
This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I'm a huge fan of post-apocalyptic world building, so I recommend starting with their piece, We Can't Stop Watching the World End, which talks about properties like GLaDLands, Fallout, and Silo, and what they have to say about humanity and our ability to imagine a world after the apocalypse. But any piece on World Builders Club is going to be a great read for those of us who love to imagine better worlds. So join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing at bit.ly/WBC Many Sided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.